So Jesus takes three of his friends with him up the mountain. I'm going to call three of my friends up front just to help at the beginning. Santa. Joseph. Grace. Can you come on up? All right, I'm going to call three of my friends up. Jesus has called three of his friends to go with him up the mountain. I just need your help for a minute, okay? One of those friends, Peter, wants to stay in that moment. It's kind of as if Peter says, just a little longer. You know, when I was your age, there were many times where I know I said to my parents, just a little longer. And when my children were your age, there were many times they said to me, just a little longer. I have a feeling there are probably times when you have said to your parents, just a little longer. And when someday you are a parent, your children will say that to you. So I want to test if I'm correct here. So today, when I tell the scenario and then I say the words, just a little, join me and say longer in a good loud voice if you've actually said that, okay? So here's the scenario. You are reading. You are playing a game. You are watching TV. And mom or dad come in and they say, it is bedtime, time to close the book, time to turn off the TV, time to put the phone away, and you say, just a little. All right, I kind of knew that, right? You are at Disneyland. You are at the beach. You are at the zoo. You're at the park. You're somewhere cool. You're somewhere. You're having a great time. You can't wait for what is next, but dad's back is sore, mom's feet are sore, and their wallet is sore, and they say, you know, it's time to head home, and you say, just a little. You've done it, huh? Yeah. All right. So you're at a friend's house. You're at grandma and grandpa's house. You're somewhere. You're having a good time. You're just started a new game or something. And all of a sudden, the phone rings. Mom and dad pull up, or they start putting stuff together, and they say it's time to head out the door, time to go home. And you say, just a little. All right. The pastor is on a roll. The sermon is incredible. He's kind of made his point. He's about to say amen, but you say, just a little. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, I told you I was calling friends. Friends can be honest. You guys can go back to your seat. I don't need you anymore. St. Peter, James, and John are with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Lord, it is good to be here. Let me put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. What is he really saying? Now, one of the other authors of Scripture, not in Matthew's gospel, but a different gospel, says that Peter didn't even know what he was saying. I kind of think what he was saying is just a little longer. Let's admit it. We don't just say those words when we're young. When we are older, we start to say those words just as often, don't we? When you're going to leave the court or the field for the last time, when you know your game days are behind you and you're about to, you know, go to that part of life and you don't get to play that sport anymore, you might say, I wish I could have done it just a little longer. When you're finally graduating from school, whatever the ultimate level for you that happens to be, and you're going to enter into the work world, as scary as that can be, you might say, I wish school would have lasted just a little longer. When you've been in that work world for 30, 40, 50 years, and it comes time to retire, you might, nah. So, but we have said just a little longer, and sometimes it's over silly little things. You know, it's a Friday night, it's a Saturday night, you're with friends, and you know the evening's wrapping up, but you wish it would last just a little longer. Sometimes it's over bigger, deeper stuff. You know, the kids or the folks live on the other side of the country and the time together has come to conclusion. Someone's got to get back behind the wheel or hop on the plane and go home, and you're thinking, man, I wish that would have lasted just a little longer. You've been caring for a loved one. They've been in the hospital bed, whether that's in the living room or a home or at the hospital. And the time has been drawing close for a while now, and they're ready, and part of you is ready, but when that moment comes, just a little longer. We've all said it, just a little longer. I think that's what Peter is really saying to Jesus. Now, it could be that the other author of Scripture who says Peter didn't know what he was talking about was referencing Peter's invitation to build some shelters. I mean, when you do think about it, it's kind of almost chuckle-worthy, right? I mean, Peter is a fisherman. The tool that he's really good at using is a net, not nails. Jesus, on the other hand, was the son of a carpenter. And in Jesus' world, you learn your father's trade. And Jesus has already told them, you know, tear down the temple and I'll put it back together in 3 days. I mean, if anyone was going to toss up a trio of lean-tos for those in attendance, it should have been Jesus, not Peter. But I digress. Why is it that Peter wants the moment to last just a little bit longer? It could be that Peter kind of desires to escape the world. Back down the hill are the rest of the fellas, as well as those who oppose Jesus and do not believe he has anything to do with Moses or Elijah. It could be that Peter wants to kind of maybe avoid some responsibility of his own. Just before this chapter recorded in Matthew, we find Jesus telling Peter that he's the rock on which the church will be built. That's got to be some pressure. I'd like this just to last a little longer. Or maybe it is simply Peter hoping to detour Jesus from what he knows awaits. It's in that same chapter, just before this one, that Jesus has said the Son of Man will be betrayed, handed over to sinful men, and put to death. And Peter says, never! That ought not happen, ever! Get behind me, Satan, was Jesus' reply to Peter at that moment. As soon as we leave this hill, I know what's going to happen, Simon is thinking. So let's stay here just a little longer. Which is it? Maybe it's a little bit of all three. I mean, it's true. It had to be nice to have Jesus to yourself, right? I mean, he wasn't exactly by himself. He had James and John with him. But, you know, 3/4 of the team is back down the hill. Not to mention all those who are always wanting and demanding more of Jesus. The hordes who are hurting and hungry and helpless in need of healing and restoring. Stay here a little longer. And back down there, God has called them to do some big stuff. God often calls his own to do what seems to be impossible, what appears impractical, and what is at times imperiling. And Peter could be thinking, up here, kind of isolated from all that, let's stay just a little longer. And as I already said, Jesus has told them what awaits. He knows what happens when they go back down the hill. There's nowhere to hide. And if they just stay on this hill, they won't have to head to the one called Calvary. Let's stay here just a little longer. Maybe that's what Peter has in mind when he says what he says. Or it could be maybe this. I mean, think about it. Any good, God-fearing Jewish person in the day of Jesus, if they happened to meet Moses and Elijah, would have thought that they hit the ancestry lottery. I mean, these are the bigwigs. This is part of their, inner circle of incredible. Now, Israel is a theocracy. I mean, state and church are merged into one. Not so America. Right? In America, our elected leaders are not spiritual teachers. And citizens can differ about the direction of the nation. Not in a theocracy. And so you have to think about this for a minute. Remember, Moses, he's the one who defeats Pharaoh, who sees God's people go, who himself goes to the mountain and talks with God and comes back down to bring his word, the Torah. And then there's Elijah. He defeats the prophets of Baal. He calls down fire from heaven. And then he speaks with the voice of heaven. And then returns to heaven on a fiery chariot. For the Lutheran, this is Martin and C.F.W. Walther eating a donut in the narthex. For the American, this is Washington and Jefferson sipping a latte at Starbucks. Roll that all into one, and that's what's going on right here. If you had either one of those things happening, would you leave voluntarily? Or would you say, hey, let me go get you guys a couple more donuts? Next round is on me. Can we switch to cappuccino? You're going to bask in that as long as you can, right? The momentous occasion that that is, do you want it to end or do you want it to go on just a little longer? I mean, I think it's possible. It could be that we preachers, we hearers, we readers of this text have kind of missed the point, thinking that Peter was kind of just thinking about himself. But maybe he's really thinking about all that Jesus means at that moment. Maybe the reason he wants to stay there just a little longer is that Peter realizes this is where we were created to be. Once upon a time, before sin entered the picture, we walked with God in the cool of the day. His glorious presence right there before us. Maybe Peter's thinking this is where we are being recreated in Christ to be. Right here in this moment, in God's glorious presence. Could it be that Peter wants to keep the moment alive? Because this is the moment that should last. Of course, Jesus knows it can't last till another moment takes place, so he heads back down the hill. He won't stay on the hill where there is no shelter. Rather, he will head to the other hill where there is a structure that will expose him to the wrath of God and the punishment for all sin, so that in him we might find ourselves where we were created to be. God's glorious presence, and we might find ourselves recreated in Christ there to remain. We're finishing our time looking through the Bethany Blueprint's value of spiritual formation. The very heart, the very center of spiritual formation is the recognition and the desire to be in God's glorious presence. Joseph, Sienna, Grace, I know your parents pray. That time when, you know, you're saying your prayers before bed or before a meal, that time you're in worship, that time you're maybe reading the Bible in a group with the family or on your own, knowing that those things have to end because at some point you got to eat or go to sleep. At some point, you got to quit reading and go to school. At some point, church is going to end, and you got to go home and get ready for the week. But I know they pray that there's a bit of you that when those things cease, says, just a little longer. And you, mom and dad, parents, we pray that when you are in that time as well, knowing that it needs to end because other things have to happen, you say, oh, just a little longer. And here's the good news. You don't have to hike up a really hard mountain to get there. Just go to where the writers of the word are. Just find yourself in the company of sainted servants They don't need to be big names like Moses and Elijah. They could be names like Marcus and Elise. Just find yourself recognizing transformative moments and places in your life when they are occurring. And even when they are coming to an end and concluding, find yourself yearning for them to last just a little longer. We pray. Dear Lord, it is good that we are here. And here we desire to remain in your glorious presence. And yet we know that this moment will end and that we'll have to leave this particular hill, maybe going down it to places we'd care not to be. Responsibilities that are on us that seem awfully daunting. A world that kind of just like to avoid. And yet, you promise to go with us. And you are always with us. And since that is the case, we pray that you would open our eyes and open our hearts to find ourselves desiring to be in that moment where we recognize, receive, and rejoice in your glorious presence. May we experience it just a little longer. Until we experience it forever and ever. In your name we pray. Amen.